Section A. 1. Have you checked it for me?
Yes, there are temporary vacancies at the moment, but you may look back in a month.
Question.
What does the woman want to be?
2. I'd like to book a flight to Munich for Monday the 10th.
Okay, here you are. The latest time of reporting is 0835 at the airport.
Question.
What does latest time mean?
3. Waiter, I'd like to try the steak, please.
And to follow?
Question.
What does the man mean?
4. Hello, David Black speaking. May I have a word with John?
I'll just see if he is in.
Question.
What's the meaning of have a word?
5. I keep feeling dizzy and I've got a headache.
I should say you're generally exhausted.
Question.
Which of the following can replace exhausted? 6. If it wasn't for the climate, I'd like it very much.
It won't take you long to settle down.
Question.
What does the man mean? 7. I wish I could, but I'm late already.
What a shame.
Question.
What does the man mean?
8. We've worked long enough for a Saturday afternoon.
Okay, let's call it a day.
Question.
What does the woman mean?
9. What do you think of that girl?
Oh, I almost lost my heart to her.
Question.
What does the man mean?
10. What do you say?
All right. I have to eat my words, okay?
Question.
What does eat my words mean?
Section B. Compound dictation.
The young man was a French nobleman, the son of one of the richest and most important families of France. He had heard about the revolution taking place in America. He wanted to go and help. He was only 18 years old. He was tall, handsome, and a familiar figure in the high society of Paris. His family tried to stop him. They asked the King of France to throw him into jail in order to stop him. But the young nobleman had already bought his own ship and gathered some young friends to go with him. He escaped and came to America. The young man was the Marquis de Lafayette. Upon his arrival, he discovered that no one knew him here. He had been promised that he would be an officer in the American army, but Congress said that it wanted no more foreign officers. Lafayette sat down and cried. He could not go back to France. Instead, he offered to serve as a volunteer without pay. Congress accepted. Later, Lafayette met Washington. A great affection grew up between the two men, as between father and son. Lafayette became Washington's personal aide. Once toward the end of the war, the men under Lafayette's command were all in rags. Lafayette asked Congress for new uniforms. Congress had no money with which to buy uniforms. Using his own personal credit, Lafayette went to the merchants of Baltimore and, at his own expense, bought a new uniform for each man, 2,000 in all. In this way, his men were able to go on fighting.